哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈。The Associated Press said that Joe Biden is president. Ha! Ha! Yeah! 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 Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be president. Mickey Mouse is going to be king. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is now my distinct honor to introduce the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, John Roberts, to administer the presidential oath to the next president of the United States, Joseph R. Biden.
Whoa. Whoa, yeah.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
This is a tough one. I feel for you, man. Yeah. You know, and it's like a, it's like that good friend that you hate to talk to because they say shit. They're always like, I hear what you're saying. I'm holding space for you. I don't want you to hold space for me. I want you to answer my fucking question. Tell me what to do.
What do I do?
Yeah. What do I do? And then the bachelor goes around sulking and, you know, is love enough? Is love enough for a relationship? And Astrid and I looked at each other. Is love enough?
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of question is that? Right. Yeah, love is enough. Did anybody know anybody with eyeballs? Right. I used to have a cousin with eyeballs. I had a cousin. He died of a tragic eyeball accident. He died eye-related
death. And he
had
a throat.
Yeah, he had a throat. Well, this is piggybacking. Now we're piggybacking. Now we've got four people are literally on top of each other, humping each other.
Your son's best friend? Yes.
I call this circle jerking. I'm seeing a bunch of souls sitting around whacking each other off. Does anybody know about it? Is anybody into circle jerking?
They tragically died young.
Yeah,
before their time.
Which is anybody before anybody younger than the age of 110?
Yeah, exactly.
I consider young before 150 years old. Yeah. Anybody.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Now, as my son would say. Dada, now.
Oh,
he loves the song too. He just runs around the house.
It's a
Dada,
happy song.
Now. Yeah, son, you don't even know what that means. But that's how you live your life. I want it now. I need it now. I'll have it now.
That's the whole culture we live in.
My poor kid.
Now.
Yeah, Matthias is like, he is all over the place.
On demand.
On demand. I think I broke a rib.
Oh. You told me this the other day. I was like, what?
I mean, I don't know if I broke it or I just got a bruise.
I'm picturing all things that could have gone wrong. You know, something, you were being a handyman up on the ladder. You fell. Matthias, you were chasing Matthias, fell. It all involved falling.
Got into a car accident, something like that.
Yeah.
But no, I went to the massage. I went to the spa. The girl gave me a little too much love on that back.
Man, that is a deep tissue. It's a bone massage. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Brian. This is Chrissy.
Yes, hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
When I went to the massage, you know, I like the deep tissue because I don't have a great back. It's always kind of twisted out of place. I have some legitimate problems with my back. And so I feel like massaging is one of those things that I do to stay healthy and feel good, right?
Yes.
And I get the deep tissue because I want them to work out those tight knots. And so even though I know it hurts sometimes, I feel like
It hurts so good.
It hurts so good. That's correct. It's going to do something
as
good.
The cougar.
And so she dug that elbow in, man, I'll tell you what. And then about 30 minutes after the massage, I just thought honestly that she had just kind of dug into the muscle and I was feeling it a little bit. But then 30 minutes afterwards, I started having pain when I was breathing. But not like on the not like when you could touch it and it was painful, but it was like the inside of the rib. You can feel it inside.
God.
And I was like, I bet she cracked that rib. But over the last couple of days, I felt a little bit better. So I actually don't. I think it was an actual cracked rib. I probably would have consistent pain when I was breathing because I've had a broken rib before.
Can you do anything for a broken rib? You just have to let it heal.
You could drink bleach. Mm. That's what I've heard. Okay. Drink bleach. I drink an ace bandage and a hot towel. And if you drink those two things together, that's right, and some peroxide, it'll literally go down there and heal itself.
Yep.
So just remember that, all you kids out there, and never land, believing all the bullshit. You too can fix yourself by just drinking the thing that would fix you. Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
It is.
We'll get back to you on how it is. You watched The Bachelor the other night?
I did.
Yeah, what about it? How about that ending? I was in here doing edits, but Astrid was like, you got to come watch the end of this.
Yeah.
And so I watched the very end.
I predicted early on that he was going to, well, it was really after the Chris Harrison thing. I kind of thought, he's really defending her.
He is.
And
they were defending
her. If she was unimportant, but she turned out to be important. She was.
She won.
She won.
Yeah. And
but then he dumped her.
I just spoiler don't get alert. It. Yeah, I don't. Well, spoiler alert. I fucking cares. You didn't watch it, you didn't watch it. If you're, please.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Not that kind of show. Go somewhere else.
No, we're
go
spoilers.
Go somewhere else.
We're not spoilers.
Like, we're spoilers. We're not the Bachelor, you know, bachelorcast.com or whatever it is. So listen, this girl has this, goes to this racist party down in Southern Georgia Southern, which is a college out in the middle of Milledgeville, Georgia, nowhere in Georgia, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But it's a large school. Georgia Southern is a large school. I think it's like 50,000 students though.
Yeah.
In the middle of fucking nowhere, right? In the middle of Deep South Plantation, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And she goes to a plantation party, in case those of you didn't hear the story. It's been all over the news, so I can't imagine you haven't heard it. So then Chris Harrison, who's been the, you know, kind of forlorn host of The Bachelor since day one.
Mm-hmm. And over 20 seasons.
All the guy's got to do is show up and say, this is the final rose. Good luck to you. Yeah, that's it. And occasionally he has to have a pretty nonchalant talk with people.
This happened on the finale. I was laughing about it too because the Bachelor, I can't even remember his name right
Chad.
Now.
What I don't know, Trevor. I don't know. Yeah,
Michael
yeah.
something. Yeah. Anyways, he sat down and was talking to Chris, and Chris said nothing, just nodded his head.
Did nothing.
At the end of it, the Bachelor goes, "I'm so glad we had this.
I'm so glad
Chris.
We had this talk."
I was like, "What did Chris?
I know.
Contribute
Chris
to
doesn't
that talk?
Do. He doesn't do anything. He's like a good psychiatrist. They never say anything useful.
And how do you feel?
And how do you feel about it? Well, how do you feel about it? You can't ask a psychologist like a direct question because then they just turn it back around on you.
Yes.
You're like, so what do you think? Should I break up with her? And like, what do you think?
What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, if I knew, I wouldn't
I
come
need
to you.
Someone to tell me.
That's right. To which then they point out that the answers are all inside. Mm-hmm. You just have to. I'm just
look
here to get them out.
Look inside your ace bandage.
Okay. So look inside your ace bandage. Turn your head inside of your mouth and down inside of your stomach. So Chris has this big, long conversation with The Bachelor, to which Chris says nothing mm-hmm. except for nodding his, you're right, just nods his head and says, this is a tough one. I feel for you, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like that good friend that you hate to talk to because they say shit. They're always like, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm holding space for you.
I don't want
you to hold space for me. I want you to answer my fucking question. Tell me what to do.
What do I do?
Yeah. What do I do? And then The Bachelor goes around sulking and, you know, is love enough? Is love enough for a relationship? And Astrid and I looked at each other. Is love enough?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that? Right. Yeah, love is enough. Yes.
That's the foundation.
Yeah, that's the foundation. And then you work from there. I understand.
Right.
You know, you've been bipping and bopping around 20 different women, and you know, now you got to make a decision on one.
Yeah.
But so unbeknownst to anybody, while this is being filmed, somebody uncovers this picture of this girl at this what they call plantation party.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's, you know, rebel flags and the whole nine yards. It's a Confederate flag, excuse me, not rebel flags. It's not Star Wars. There's Confederate flags and, you know. And
they were dressed in antebellum
turns into
gowns
a thing.
So then Chris, I was like at a plantation too.
It looked pretty bad. Yeah. I got to say, it looked pretty bad. And anyway, I don't want to get into the, I don't want to rehash the whole thing, but here's the point. Chris Harrison then goes on another show like Inside Edition or whatever.
No, it was a former Bachelorette show.
Oh, like, yeah, but it was like
she was a host and
Access Hollywood or something. Yeah. And they have this whole conversation and then Chris kind of defends the girl.
Mm-hmm.
which he shouldn't have done. He should, because he has said nothing in 20 seasons of The Bachelor.
And
he
then
should
have said now nothing. Now is his time to speak up.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? The one time he decides to speak up, he opens his mouth in the exact wrong way. He did not take the temperature in the room correctly, or he just doesn't see things the way that most people see them, mm-hmm. right? And so then Chris goes on the Mayakoba tour saying, you know, I'm sorry, I want to be the Bachelor. And he hangs out with a bunch of black people, and then, you know, he has these conversations, and they're all like, yeah, I vouch for Chris. He's a good guy, right? But no one's really buying it, because he's just trying to save his job, or he makes $10 million a year for saying nothing. And so now he's not going to be the host of The Bachelor.
It's official, he's not? He's out?
Well, he's at least not these next two seasons.
He was taking a break, which is kind of the same as like, I'm going to work on myself.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't think
he's really going to rehab.
Yeah, he's really going to rehab. Yeah, he's going to rehab. We're going to find out he's got a bad drug problem, a gambling addiction. Mm-hmm. He's been with strippers and hookers and stuff like that. He's going to be like the Tiger Woods of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But anyway, so to mention, this is an African-American gentleman who is on the first Bachelor, who is African-American. And this white girl that caused all this stink, he happens to pick her on the show. Now, mm-hmm. mind you, this all got filmed before any of this happened.
Yes.
So now... The whole thing is you're supposed to get engaged to the girl or the guy at the end. Mm-hmm. Well, he mulls over this decision and whines and complains, and then he gets up there and he says, like, I can't ask you to marry me, but I still want to be with you.
Yeah.
And then 2 seconds later on after the Rose show, which is like a post show, he says, I don't want to be with you. He's like, I don't want to be with you. And I understand why. It's like, he genuinely feels like the person that he was with is not being 100% honest with him. Mm-hmm. But listen.
That's that.
When he didn't ask her to get engaged, when he was mulling it over and he said, is love enough? Like 3 times. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, love is enough.
Struggling.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't get it.
No, love is definitely love. Again, is the foundation.
Love is the foundation of everything, dude. Mm-hmm. But I get it. He had his mom and dad had a rough go of it or whatever. And you know, when you come from a broken home, it's sometimes hard to get your wrap your head around how you're gonna act in a relationship, because you have no like there's no like
that's
template.
That's what therapy is for. Yeah.
But man, that guy is good looking, huh?
BetterHelp.com.
BetterHelp.com. Not our sponsor today, but free plug for you.
Yes.
But man, kid is good looking, huh?
Yeah.
That kid, the Bachelor?
Yeah.
He's a good looking guy.
They only pick good looking people.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Love you, man.
He grew a big beard out too.
Yeah. What did you think about that? Do you like that? Yeah, think it looks sexy?
Yeah. Why not?
Chrissy's hot to try. Hey, you didn't like that white girl. Do you like this white girl? No. Never been to a plantation party. No. Never once. I was watching television as I often do. Oh, let me say this. Go to tcbpodcast.com if you want to hear any of our episodes, watch any of our episodes on YouTube, learn more about Chrissy and I, read the show notes. That's tcbpodcast.com. 470-584-8449 is where you can text us or leave us a message. Standard text messaging rates do apply. At The Commercial Break on Instagram. We certainly appreciate everyone who's jumped on our Instagram account lately. Yes, Keep it going. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be in Clubhouse recording live in the Commercial Break Club. Now, if you're not in the Clubhouse ecosystem, you can DM us on our Commercial Break Instagram account. And we may have a few invites left over. So first come, first serve. But if you want an invite and you're on an iPhone, because it's iPhone only right now, then let us know and possibly we can send you an invite. And then you can go follow me at Brian Green, BryanGreen, or at TCB Chrissy, KRISSY. And then we'll direct you to get into the Commercial Break Club, where we're going to be doing all kind of different content inside of that club for the Commercial Break related stuff, and mm-hmm. including recording shows live inside of Clubhouse. But you have to be a member of the club or following one of us in order to be participating in that. So, you know, if you're not in the Clubhouse game yet, you better get in the Clubhouse game. It's a thing.
It's the thing.
It's a thing, and everyone loves it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to explain it now because I've explained it a million times, but it's an audio platform. Just go figure it out yourself.
Google it.
Let's talk psychics.
Ooh.
As I was watching,
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh. Chrissy's on it. Chrissy is on it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So let's talk.
I just died.
Teresa Caputo.
Oh, Lord.
I know. But I got to talk about this because I feel like we're however many episodes in and I haven't done psychics yet. We haven't talked about psychics. Uh-huh. Yet I feel so strongly about this. Now, if it sounds like I'm opinionated about this, I'm fucking opinionated about this. Let me explain something right out of the gate so I don't offend people too badly. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't believe that there's a universal energy and that it's within the realm of possibility that that energy is floating away around in all different manners, shapes, and sizes. Or no shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. I don't know, right? I believe in it. I believe in a thing. Mm-hmm.
Energy field.
And when you die, I don't know what happens to that energy. I really don't. And I'm not going to sit around and guess because it just makes me crazy. But I do know one thing. If that energy field could walk and talk as if you were still here, they would not be messaging you through some shitbag that charges you $400 to watch it happen.
Yeah.
Okay? This lady, Teresa fucking Caputo, does not have a satellite dish on the back of her head where your dead relatives can go through the back and out the front the entire time while she's talking. Teresa Caputo is a con artist, is what she is. She is a con artist that is hurting people in their most vulnerable of moments. Mm-hmm. She is taking advantage of their vulnerability. If you lose someone that's close to you or something bad happens or you really want to talk to somebody and tell them what you meant to say, I can only imagine, because I've been there in some cases, that this would be the most desperate of situations for you and that you would want to believe. You would do anything to get back to that one more time. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Some people, for whatever reason, believe that Teresa Caputo, with the 10-foot-tall hair and the Lee press-on fucking nails and the 3 feet of makeup on her face, is the person that the universe has chosen to deliver this message. Mm-hmm. And it's a bunch of horseshit. Teresa Caputo is playing a game with people's emotions, and it's a well-orchestrated game. She's not stupid. She's just a con artist. Mm-hmm. But she cannot talk to dead people. I can guarantee you this. She says that when she was a child, she had an experience and she started seeing spirits all around her and they float around her 24 hours a day and they come in and out of her head and they talk to her, and amazingly, she can talk to you while they're talking to her.
Yeah.
I can barely chew gum and walk at the same time.
Right.
But this lady can hear 17 different spirits talking to her, figure out which person in the crowd that has to do with, and then literally say what they're saying to you. And they're always saying the same thing, which is fucking nothing.
Yeah, it's generalized.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Let me explain to you how Teresa works, because I know this, because I've done some research. You take a room full of 100 willing participants that really want to believe that something's going on, that Teresa is actually part of this. That's part of the game. Part of the game is you have to believe. She will find the people who believe based on their body language, right? People who are already crying. people who are, when she says, I see somebody with died of a throat something, right? Yeah. And they put their hand up and then put it down and put it up and put it down because they really want it to be their dead one, right?
Yes.
Now she's seeing the people in the crowd who are believers already, right? But it's more insidious than that, because when you go to a Teresa Caputo show and you pay to be in the, say, the first 20 rows or 10 rows, mm-hmm. you have to give your name, your email address, and your address.
Oh.
If you think for 1 second that Teresa Caputo is going in blind, you're wrong. You know why her hair is 10 feet tall? Because she has a audio device in the back of her hair, and she's hearing her producers talk to her the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Row number three, that's Judy. I just saw on Judy's Facebook post that she's really broken up over her dead father.
Yep.
Father died of throat cancer, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And all of the sudden it comes to her. The spirits are floating on in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see something with a throat, a father. I'm sensing a father with a throat.
Yeah.
And then, oh, it's me. Oh, Teresa, it's me. Oh. I don't blame the person.
No.
Because the person really just wants to hear what this father had to say. I forgot to tell him I love him. He was mean to me. We tried to repair our relationship. It didn't work out. I'm really sad over it. And Teresa zones in, and now she's got a willing sucker, right? And when that person and Teresa connect, Teresa then uses a game called assumption.
Mm-hmm.
You can assume that if you say three things that are so general and so broad, like was your father the type of person who was cold, didn't really connect emotionally?
Mm-hmm.
How, if you're of a certain age, how many people would not answer that question? Yes.
Yeah.
Probably 90% of the people over the age of 50 years old, whose then father was, you know, we're going back 100 years now, right, would say that my father was cold because mm-hmm. everybody's father was cold back then.
Right.
Right? It doesn't take a genius to figure that out, but it seems like a miracle to the person she's talking to and maybe to some people in the audience.
Yeah, they're open to it. They're receptive.
That's right.
And to the feeding.
Your father is telling me that he knows you have guilt over things that were unsaid. Do you recognize this? Do you hear what I'm saying?
That's pretty much everybody.
My God. My God.
Yeah.
It's happening right here. Yes. We're just, it's unbelievable.
So they will make me feel how they feel, how they die.
Oh, Teresa, you're amazing. You're just amazing. You're now spirits. Mm-hmm. Teresa will claim that there are multiple spirits in the room and that they are piggybacking off of each other, right? Mm-hmm. So one person will say something and she'll move in one direction in the crowd. If it's cold on this side of the crowd, what she will call cold, this is an inside psychic terminology. If it's cold over here, she'll move over here to where it might be warm and she'll start mm-hmm. saying the same things. See, I don't understand always where they're coming from. They're not telling me names, but I just sense something and this is called piggybacking and now I'm piggybacking over here. I saw the throat thing, but now I'm seeing a chest thing. Is there someone with a chest thing? My son's best friend's uncle died of chest cancer. I didn't even know there was chest cancer, but yes chest cancer. Yes. She might have blue on, right? Or maybe she has a necklace or she sees an antique ring on. Oh, is this something special that your father gave you? How did you know? It's been in the family for years. My father didn't give it to me, but it's been in the family for years and it really meant a lot. And he liked this ring very much. See? Oh, yeah. Teresa. And by being a person who speaks, if she senses that something is going wrong, she will speak at you and speak over you so that she rolls over any kind of dismissing.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that she's got to be 100% in control of what's going on or it goes sideways real quick. And by being loud and obnoxious and what people perceive as friendly, then mm-hmm. Teresa gets to do all of these things. She's cultivated her personality and her technology and her bullshit to work a room like nobody else. But the truth is that Teresa fails a lot. There are a lot of people online who have been to her live shows
mm-hmm.
where they explain just how fake this all is.
These are people that have been there.
Many people.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention, people like Anderson Cooper have had her on and other people where she's just flat out failed.
Just wrong.
Yeah, she's just wrong, right? Mm-hmm. She's just wrong. And the crowd goes cold and there's nothing she can do to bring it back. Sometimes there's a room full of people who she doesn't connect with. And Teresa just And the thing is that while Teresa continues to be wrong and wrong and wrong, and if you watch her television show and you see these celebrities and you see these people that are so amazed by all these readings, do you think for 1 second Teresa Caputo is coming to your house not knowing a fucking thing about you? Do you think for 1 second that Teresa Caputo walks into an ice cream parlor and starts doing a reading with someone she knows nothing about? No, her producers go in there 2 days earlier. Maybe her producer is a young, attractive woman, and there's a guy behind the counter, and they get to know each other a little bit, and they exchange Facebook information and Instagram information, and then guess what? That was a production assistant for Teresa, and and then they find out all the information about him. Yeah. They give it to Teresa, and lo and behold, she walks into the
same
ice cream
episode.
Shop. Yes, correct. It's all fucking bullshit. It's a well-orchestrated and oiled machine. Teresa Caputo does not speak to dead people. She takes money from living people, and she takes advantage of them right there for her own gain and her own profit. And I fucking can't stand it. It drives me fucking crazy because I see how much these people are hurting. And she's tearing them apart even further. She's giving them false hope that something's happening that's not happening. She's saying things on behalf of dead people that they may have never said themselves. Some people might argue, well, at least, you know, she's making people feel better.
Comforted.
No, you're re-traumatizing them. And then for years and years and years, they're always going to wonder whether or not that was their father that was speaking to them. And when is he coming back? And when is he going to speak again? When is this going to happen again? And then they're going to go spend more money with more psychics to make it happen again. And guess what? It's a vicious cycle that probably never ends for most people. And they keep getting re-traumatized. Death sucks because it leaves people behind. And you don't oftentimes have a chance to say the last thing that you want to say to them.
Yeah, but work every single thing out.
That's right. I mean, I mean, come on. That's not a movie, right? Yeah. But she ties it all up neatly in a bow and then moves on to, you know, to private planes and fancy restaurants, right? So I just blathered on, and I hope you understand how I feel. Do you get where I'm coming from now?
I do.
Okay. So I thought that I would put together just a few examples of psychic fails.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yes.
Okay, you want to hear? Okay. First, let's hear Teresa. I think this is on the Regis and Kelly show, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see here. Yeah, I think it's the Regis and Kelly show.
Did somebody mention it?
You know, it's interesting. Whenever I'm in a room, no matter where I am, I always sense and feel things. It's when spirit pushes me enough to say something.
Right.
So two souls actually stepped forward as...
Amazing. Two souls stepped forward right there, right on cue. Right when she needed them to.
So when we started to come back from break...
when we started to come back from break. Teresa's amazing. This is amazing. These spirits, they know when we're coming back from commercial. Oh, we're coming back from commercial.
Time for it.
We're up.
To talk to
you. We're up. Hey. This is our big moment, Bob.
Right.
It's Jerry Garcia and Bob Marley hanging out. Like, this is our big moment. We're on Regis and Kelly.
But I am going to start with, I have to start with, because he's laboring my breathing so much. Because what happens is I feel the energy. I feel the souls. So they will make me feel how they feel, how they died. So,
oh my God, this is such bull. Okay. Listen to her. She's not giving a moment of breath here. She needs to control the situation. So the harder that she talks, it's just like me on the commercial break.
Correct.
I'm letting all my secrets out.
I'm going to start. I want to start with the father figure that departed from the chest because he's laboring my breathing.
How many fathers have died of heart attacks?
Yeah.
Tons. If you have a room full of 100 people, there's 50. If you have a room full of 100 people whose fathers have died, 50 of them died of a heart attack. Guaranteed.
Yep.
It's the number one cause of death in males.
Yes.
And there's some type of restriction. And then he just...
Oh, that's what happens. Oh my God. My father had a heart attack and he was like clenching his chest. That's what they said last minute. It's a restriction.
Just tells me that he died suddenly.
Most people die suddenly, by the way, Teresa, just letting you know.
Yes.
there's a family right there. Is it? But was there also the husband that also departed? Okay. See, because what happened?
Oh, now listen to this.
Nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything, right? Okay, so nobody said anything, or she sensed that the person who was raising their hand was not a willing participant.
Uh-huh.
They weren't a believer. They just kind of went, I guess that kind of, you know, it was a cold. It was cold.
Yeah.
So now she says, is there a husband that's departed? In a room
changed
full,
from a father to a husband.
A father to a husband in a room full of 500 people in a studio audience, right? How many don't you think there's at least one, maybe two, maybe six husbands that have departed?
As soon as I connected to the area, they all started stepping forward. So we have the father and we also have the husband. This is what I refer to as piggybacking.
This is what I refer to as bullshit. This is what I refer to as scrambling.
Right.
It is very, very powerful when you attend one of my live shows or just watching Long Island Medium, where spirit will have me say things that you can connect with, okay?
I don't even know what you just said. I don't even know what you just said. But what you did do is you plugged your show.
Exactly. Yeah, tune in.
And Long Island Media.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you see me bullshitting on those two shows, this is what's happening. It's called piggybacking. What a fucking piggyback you.
So how do you understand the father figure? Okay. And then we're going to go over here as well.
And we're going to go over here because I don't like you, right? Because I don't sense that you're 100%. You're not connecting with me. Yeah. You're not going to believe all the bullshit that I'm about to tell you. So I'm moving over here. This is what she's doing. She's finding, she's moving through the crowd, trying to find the right person, yes. The right stool pigeon.
Mm-hmm. So if you could, and it's your husband too. So we're going to kind of all piggyback it together. There were two things. One of them told me that, did he like die in front of you or did you want to, because he, I just.
Did he die in front of you or did you want him to die in front of you? She's, this is where she's going. Ready? Did he die in front of you or did you?
Yes.
Yeah, she's asking a series of questions and they're all very broad because eventually she's going to hit on something, right? Yeah. This is what she's good at. Not listening to fucking spirits in the back of her head, but figuring out reading people, getting a series of questions. This is what all these psychics do. And they're, and listen, she's getting it wrong constantly. Yeah. What you at home who may believe in some of this stuff or Teresa Caputo. I'm not saying this doesn't happen. I'm saying Teresa Caputo is not the person who the universe has chosen to give these messages. You're probably going to hear it in some fucking, you know, wild LSD or ayahuasca trip somewhere. Not with Teresa Caputo at Kelly and Regis live on command as we come back from the commercial break.
Died. And then I was like, there was no time. And I feel like if I...
I was like, there was no time. I wish I had more time with this person who just died. Of course you do, you fucking moron.
I reacted sooner. I could have saved him. I would have been able to do more if I only knew. Grieving should be good. A positive way of healing. Not to go back and be with this should have, could have, would have, and this only if that I could have saved him. Do you understand that? Yeah. Or even if we went to the doctor. Is this your grandfather that departed? Do you see him and you feel him a lot? So know that that's real, sweetheart. Don't be afraid.
Oh, my God. You're telling children this. Know that that's real. Your grandfather's right there. He's hanging out right behind me.
Yeah.
He's literally in my hair. I've got him stuck in my hair. You see this hair? It's just like a catch for the spirits. That's what it does. This is fucking awful. This is awful. When you really realize what this woman is doing, she is taking advantage of people at their most vulnerable moment. It's fucked up.
Because he tells me that he tried to tell you that he's okay, right? And you see that he's happy when you feel him? And when you see him, know that he's just letting you know that he is okay. And you were just on some type of stage performing. Okay, so just know that he was watching you. So if you feel when you sit there and you say, he's missing out, he doesn't see me. This is the thing about spirit. They acknowledge the things going on in our lives now to validate that they're not missing out. So know, because he tells me you also felt him when you performed. So know that what you feel, know that that truly.
She wants to believe this. She probably doesn't feel any of this stuff. Also, now this girl, if she found her mark, she's crying, she's upset, she's hearing what she's hearing, right? It's obvious that she's a dancer because she's, what you don't see is that she's in a dancing outfit, right? She's got like the ballet pants on and she got her hair done up in a bun, right? She's obviously a dancer and the shirt, the t-shirt says, Ba 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 Dance Company. Okay. So what may sound like a convincing argument is not a convincing argument at all. And what she's telling this girl probably doesn't even have time to react to what she's saying. She's saying, you sense your grandfather's there with you during the performance, right? Oh, yes, I guess.
Yeah.
I
mean,
is
he?
Yeah. Is he? There? Yes, he is. Of course he is. Yep. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just going to talk faster so you don't forget
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, you do. Yes, of course you do. And she'll bob her head up and down.
Uh-huh.
It's all the power of suggestion.
He's not missing out that they know of all of your milestones that you achieve here in the physical world. Your father keeps telling me no regrets, no regrets. He's holding the hand. Do you understand that? Were you holding his hand as he...
He's holding a hand. Have you ever held his hand? Did you ever hold your father's hand? Do you remember your hand? Did your father have a hand? Was there a hand? Is there an arm? I'm sensing an arm. And a brain? And a car? Do you remember the car? Is there a car in the mix? What about a flower? Have you ever seen grass? How about a grass? What about a mustache? Do you know about a mustache? How about a nose? Do you have glasses? Yes, 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 yes. See, I'm connecting. I'm connecting. I'm making it happen. Don't you believe me? Look at all these people that believe me. Blah, 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 blah. Waiting for that wig to pop directly off her fucking head. I make this promise to you, Teresa Caputo, I have a friend who passed away a number of years ago, long, not to say long, but long before Facebook was a thing that we did all together, all the time, mm-hmm. at every time. She passed away. You know this friend. Mm-hmm. She passed away suddenly, without notice, and her and I used to call each other a name, a fun name, and I will never, I don't think I've ever used that name for anybody before, and I had never used that name for anybody since, and I know that it's not on Facebook or anything anywhere. If you can, come in this place, connect with that person, and tell me what name that she, that we used to call each other. If you can tell me that name, I will give you free advertising on the commercial break for the rest of your life. And my Maya Copa to you will be every time I open up this microphone. I'm sorry, Teresa Caputo is real. That's it. But you know what? You will never take me up on that offer because you cannot do it and it doesn't exist. You're just a bunch of fucking horse shit. You drive me crazy. I'm sorry to get so serious. I know we always laugh about the show. Let's continue here just for a second.
But we're going to do a possible seance later.
We're going to do a seance. There's going to be a part two to this episode because I'm just getting started. I've got a bunch of clips of other psychics,
by the
way.
We've got a Ouija board.
Yeah, we've got a Ouija board on the way. Yep. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do a seance and we're going to raise we're going to raise my dead dog. Nico the smelly ghost. Nico the smelly ghost.
Departed.
I found him dead. When you're talking about he died suddenly.
And did you feel his soul? Because what happens is when they made me feel the holding of the hand and I got the chill throughout my body. That is my symbol for that. You feel his soul. You feel him. Know that that truly is him. And he goes, tell her I'm still the best dresser. So he came forward all dressed and all like Dapper Dan. So if he was a very... I'm sorry?
His name's Dan.
Perfect. To validate that his soul is at peace, but more importantly, that you could not have done anything. This is the thing. This is why I do what I do. It took me a long time to embrace my gift because I didn't realize people are left with burdens and guilt. These should have, could have, would have.
And I can make money off of that. So that's why I embrace my gift.
Don't stop living because your loved one departed. I know it's hard, but we need to continue with life. I want to talk about the young man that departed from the tragedy.
The young man that departed from the tragedy?
What?
When a young man departs from the tragedy. But listen to this. No one speaks up. And now listen to how she pivots. Ready? Because she knows she just missed it. Now, I sense that there is a production assistant in the audience. And as they're all walking in, they say, Teresa Caputo is going to be on the show today. If you'd like to sign up for our email list, we'll send you free stuff. Maybe we'll give you free tickets to the live show if they come in. Just sign this form right mm-hmm. here, right? And that may have been how she knew that this guy's name was Dan. She didn't know his name was Dan. She called him Dapper Dan, which is a reference to a man who dresses nicely. It's not a specific proper name. I think either it was just lucky that his name was Dan or somebody in the production assistant knew.
I think it was lucky.
Now listen, how she misses this one. But listen to how she says, I'm sensing the young man that died because of a tragedy. When any young person dies, it's a fucking tragedy.
Yes.
But she's got people on a roll now. She's mm-hmm. warming up some of this crowd.
Do you understand?
Do you have a nose?
There's a flower.
Do you have ears?
I'm sensing a flower.
Did he have teeth? I'm sensing someone who had teeth. Does this sound familiar to anybody? Someone whose name started with the letters A through X. No. Does anybody know what paper is? Paper. Did your husband know what paper was?
I'm sensing paper.
I'm sensing a husband who used paper. I'm sensing a wife who used to like food. Food? You went to restaurants? Does that sound familiar?
You guys used to do that together.
You guys used to do that together? I'm seeing a four-wheeled vehicle that you would ride in together. Is
a
this
car?
A car?
Yes.
A car, yes.
We had a car.
Was that car a color? Yes, it was. Which color? Purple. I'm sensing a purple car. It's amazing. I am sensing a young man who had a chin. Does anybody know about a young man with a chin? Listen to how she pivots. Ready? Her production assistant probably told her, young man died of tragedy, saw it on a Facebook, but no one's hitting on it. And then she says this.
I want to talk about the restriction of the throat. So we either passed him something of the restriction of the throat or there was something that he digested. Do you understand that? They're telling me to come over here.
Listen.
Young male for me is anyone that left the physical world before we feel their time.
Young man is the person for me that left them this field before their time. Which dead person that you know left at their time?
At their time. Their I mean, I realize, time.
Yeah, there's a couple people like in their 90s when you go, oh, he lived a good life, yes. Right? But if even if you're in your 50s or 60s, you go, man, that's young. They left, they left before their time.
Yeah. They didn't have time to live out their
that's
full.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you've got this satellite dish and this hairnet that's catching all these souls in the back of your head. But you can't tell how old they are? You're just saying anybody that left before their time? Mm-hmm. What a bunch of fucking horse shit, Teresa.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you understand that, ma'am?
Listen, listen to this.
Son's best friend.
Can you stand up, please?
My son's best friend. I mean, if we start working backwards, I can probably find out the same
seven
people, too.
Layers of Kevin Bacon. Right.
Did anybody know anybody with eyeballs? Right. I used to have a cousin with eyeballs. I had a cousin. He died of a tragic eyeball accident. He died eye-related
death. And
he
had a throat.
Yeah, he had a throat. Well, this is piggybacking. Now we're piggybacking. Now we've got four people are literally on top of each other, humping each other.
Your son's best friend? Yes.
I call this circle jerking. I'm seeing a bunch of souls sitting around whacking each other off. Does anybody know about it? Is anybody into circle jerking?
They tragically died young.
Yeah.
Before their time.
Which is anybody before anybody younger than the age of 110?
Yeah,
exactly. I consider young before 150 years old. Yes. Anybody, and then the whole room opens up because now I knew a guy, I got a guy. There's a guy.
He had a throat. He drove a car.
Donnie fixed my garage door. He died about 6 years ago in a horrible throat related accident. Donnie's telling you don't worry about the bill you forgot to pay him. Everything's fine. You didn't pay the tax on that bill.
Yeah,
that $22 you still owe him. Don't worry about it.
He says,
live your life.
Run free.
or conversely, he says you owe him $22. Give it to me. I'll throw it in the back of my hairnet. I call this piggy banking. We have piggy banking or piggy banking? One of the two. This is how spirit communicates with me.
Spirit.
It's how spirit communicates with me. Spirit. It's the fucking vodka you're drinking down that gullet of yours. Big old fucking ugly mug of yours.
Oh,
you listen. I've got hours of this, Chrissy. I know we can't spend, you know, we got to keep it to a certain minimum here, maximum here. But I've got so much more that, you know what we're going to do? We'll do part two. Part two of Psychics. We'll do it next week if you come back and join us. Maybe we'll do it Tuesday. Maybe we'll do it Friday. But we'll definitely do it because I've just got so much more good material.
And that's when we'll do the seance as well.
Yeah, we'll do the seance. So stay tuned for part two. And we'll get to that because I've just got like another 16 clips that I could play and we could run through and of different psychics too, because she's not the only one that's guilty.
No.
This has been going on forever, right?
Yes.
From Sylvia Brown to, you know.
There's a guy that I've seen too on TV.
Ross, like whatever his name is.
Something. Yeah.
And then there's the new guy who's the Hollywood whiz kid of.
Yes, that's the guy I think I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've already called him out a bunch of times for a bunch of different shit. Listen, this day and age, it's easier to be a psychic than ever because you have there's so much information about you online.
It really is.
Yeah. My LexisNexis knows what you bought with your credit card
three seconds
ago.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can get a LexisNexis account if you pay them enough money. And Teresa probably has that kind of money.
Yeah.
So if you pay them $100,000, you can figure out what people are up to real quick. And so you run them through a database. You can go online and find out so much about everybody these days. And if
death
you're willing,
records and things. Yeah.
And if you're willing to pay for that information, then you're in a whole nother world. And don't tell me that. I mean, Teresa is making a shit ton of money. And next week, you know what? I'll share with you how she's making additional income on her Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Hawking and peddling bullshit.
Nice.
Right? Completely unrelated to spirits and ghosts. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, spirits or ghosts can wear press-on nails like she does. Unbelievable. TCBpodcast.com. That's TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, and watch our entire library or listen to it if that's what you choose to do. Please do us a favor. Like, rate us, and review us on your favorite podcast application. It really does help. How it helps, I'm not really sure. It changes the algorithm or something. But we've gotten some really nice comments and reviews over the last couple of weeks. And if you could keep those coming, that would be awesome. So whichever platform you choose to listen to us on, whether that be Apple or Overcast, CastBox, or Spotify, if you could leave us a review, that certainly would be a great thing. Or you can go to our YouTube account and just leave us hate comments.
Yes. We'll
which we seem to be gathering a string of those all together too. But you know what? Too. I figure if you're
it's
hate
it's a Russian bot.
Yeah. It's a Russian wife bot is what it is. Yes. That's what I like to think it is. At The Commercial Break on Instagram. And remember, if you want to be a part of what's going on in Clubhouse with The Commercial Break, at Brian Green, B-R-Y-A-N-G-R-E-E-N, or at TCB Chrissy. That's TCBKRISSY. You can join The Commercial Break Club and you'll be notified about all the live shows we're going to do and all the extra great content that's coming your way on Clubhouse. It really is a great app. Whee! If you need an invitation, let us know. We will try and get you one. Mm-hmm. I personally have a couple of them.
I do too.
I've got like seven of them, I think, stacked up there. Yeah. So if you need an invitation, just DM us on Instagram. We'll give you an invitation. I mean,
yes.
Just promise not Sounds to good. Stalk me.
It's going to be hard.
Okay. Until next time. This is the ghost of Brian and Chrissy. Yes. I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Until next time.
Do you know somebody that loves you? Do you know somebody?
Do you know somebody
that
loves you? Have you ever been in love? Do you ever say the word love? This word love. Do you have a nose? Do you know somebody with hair? Did someone with hair die? Hair. Used to have hair? They used to have hair. Maybe they didn't have hair when they died, but they had hair at some point. Did you know anybody that was a baby? Someone that was a baby. At one point in their life, they were a baby. A child. A child is anyone under 75 years old. That's how we do it in spirit world.
Oh.
Bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Cano.